What up, Pac-12 fans? Welcome to another episode. Today we are focusing on ASU Sun Devils. We're going to talk the game against UNLV, and then we're going to preview the game against BYU. So a lot to talk about there, and I will be joined by Richie Bradshaw from Locked On Sun Devils. So stay tuned.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks so much for tuning in. There's no better place to get all your Pac-12 conference news than the Locked On Pac-12 podcast hosted by me, Cindy Robinson. Follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Today, I am joined by Richie Bradshaw from Locked On Sun Devils. I told you guys we'll be alternating between him and Connor. So this is Richie's week. Richie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, and I'm more than happy to be back on Locked On Pac-12 with you, Cindy. Thank you again for having us.
It gets a little tongue-twisty every now and then, so trust me, I understand. Great to have you on here, though, but so far, so good for your ASU Sun Devils. I'm sure there's some things that, you know, we'll break down today about some things you may have not liked, some things you loved, but they are going into this third matchup 2-0 right now. A little confident on their side. I still feel like they're the team to look out for in the Pac-12 South because they're kind of coming in silently. Although UCLA is, you know, the more dominant force right now, I think ASU is still one to be worried about.
Yeah, you got to love that 2-0 feeling. And while you haven't blown out Southern Utah or UNLV the way you wish you did, you did beat them pretty soundly. Both sides of the football looked really good for the Sun Devils. The special teams looked a lot better in week two than it did in week one. So that was one of the biggest things that we needed to work on. The penalties got cut down quite a bit as well. Overall, they played a lot more sound football this past week against UNLV. They're now number 19 in the AP poll, which has got to be the highest we've been in quite some time. Like, it's been a while since the Sun Devils have gotten that kind of major respect from the national media. And right now it's well-deserved. So I'm very happy with what I've seen.
I was going to ask, how do you feel about that? Especially considering that one of your biggest opponents in the Pac-12 South has been knocked out, and that would be USC. Oh, my Trojans hurt. But how are you feeling about that? Just knowing everything going on with USC and like your chances for the Sun Devils in the Pac-12 South.
Well, first of all, my thoughts and prayers are to you. My cousin actually goes to USC, and she was at that game for an unbelievable loss that nobody saw coming. I don't think even Stanford football fans believed that that could have happened. So that was obviously that ended up getting Clay Helton out of the building, and maybe they can start pitching for Urban Meyer if he ends up being one and done in the pros.
Yeah, we'll see about that. We will see about that. Up until then, you know, we have Dante Williams in as the interim head coach, and we'll see if they can turn it around this weekend against my Washington State Cougars, which I'm actually rooting for the Cougars. So that's a whole nother thing. I talked about that the other day with Brian. Like, it's a rivalry when it comes to that game. Like, typically I'm rooting for the Trojans, but not against my Cougars. It can't happen. So let's talk about this Sun Devil offense. I know that you and I were talking about it a little bit beforehand, and you were saying how you weren't too happy with how things started off in this game, but the way that the Sun Devils finished, you were very pleased.
Yeah, so that first drive, the opening drive, Jaden threw a very uncharacteristically bad pass in the end zone where it looked like he was just playing catch with the defender. But after that, Jaden really got settled in, and he looked the best that I've seen him in quite some time. I think he looked better this past Saturday than he looked at any point last year. Going back to his freshman year, I feel like that's one of the best performances he's put together. And he's been playing extremely well this year. He's got a career high in completion percentage. He's north of 70, and considering his career best was his freshman year when he was just over 60. He's definitely taken strides forward. He's looked really good over the first two games. But against UNLV, we got to see him unhinged a little bit as a runner. And he accomplished his second career 100-yard rushing game. and looked just unstoppable on the ground. He looked like he could have just continued to tear them up with his legs. And when he used his arm, it was effective. Something that I've talked with Connor about on Locked On Sun Devils multiple times is I wish that we could see Jaden really take advantage of his arm strength and stretch out the field a little bit more. But through two games, I'm starting to wonder if they just don't have that option for him to stretch the field. They've got huge weapons. Andre Johnson, LV Bunkley Shelton, Johnny Wilson is a super physical guy, but none of them are true field stretchers. So I've kind of set my expectations a little lower on believing that the deep ball can be unlocked, but it's okay because this offense continues to literally go through the run game. And between Chip Trianum, Daniel Nagata, and Rashad White, plus now Jaden Daniels is really starting to get involved in a run game. You've got the makings of maybe a top 10 rushing attack in all of college football, and it's going to power them to a lot of wins.
All right, then. I know Connor and I talked about that last week, about how he did want to see more of Jaden, at least, like you said, taking advantage of his arm strength, and he actually wanted to see him throwing it more. But if with what everything you just said, and it seems like you're able to still capitalize off of a win without that, do you feel like maybe we'll see it a little later down the line as, you know, the team evolves throughout the season?
Oh yeah, definitely. Part of this is going to be a comfort factor and building a rapport with the rest of the receivers that he has. So he only had four games last year with this cast, and Andre Johnson is brand new to the fold, and he's already been a huge part. We haven't seen a lot of Brian Thompson yet, who was the transfer from Utah, who I was looking forward to perhaps carving out a niche with the offense. All of the Sun Devils fans are still waiting for Chad Johnson Jr. to get onto the field, but we're going to have to continue to wait because the guys ahead of him are studs. And until Johnson really starts to show you something, you can't put him behind guys like Ricky Pearsall, who I've gone on record half joking, half serious, saying that he is the second coming of Julian Edelman.
Oh no.
Everything. He catches the ball. He can pass the ball a little bit. You get him on a sweep and he can take off. He's a very crafty, creative receiver. I believe he's the number one receiver on the team, but
I think that's a lot to live up to.
Yes. Oh, totally is. So for everything that he accomplished in the league, that's definitely high expectations and very high praise for someone who's really shown a lot in the first 2 weeks. And I think that he could wind up being something truly special for the Sun Devils. If there's a guy that I believe can open up the deep ball, I think that Ricky Pearsall could be that guy. So it'll be just a matter of getting him in that right opportunity. But until then, getting him the ball has to be one of the top priorities for this offense.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, we will discuss the Sun Devils defense and preview that next game against BYU. So before that, though, I want to put you guys on game with Rock Auto. You know, I love to help you save money, and this is a great way to do so. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. They're a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So basically, it's a way to get your auto parts for the best price possible. You don't have to go to the chain stores or rely on the car dealership, because typically they're going to overcharge you anyways. So Rock Auto is the place to go. They have reliably low prices for every customer. They have everything you can need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Literally everything you could need for your car. So go explore their easy to use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Remember, this is a way to save money, get the parts you need for your car, and not have to deal with, you know, overpricing from car dealerships, and even just the hassle of dealing with dealerships or chain stores trying to find the parts you need precisely for your car. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Okay, Richie, so we talked about the offense. Now I want to know about the Sun Devils defense, because that was probably, I think, part of the key of winning this game. They held the UNLV to 10 points. Am I wrong? It was 37-10. Yeah, 10 points. And so what stood out to you most about this defense?
So I was talking to you a little bit before we sat down and actually started recording that I was initially disappointed with the look of the defense, where they gave up 270-yard drives for a field goal and then a Doug Brumfield touchdown. And speaking of Doug Brumfield, he absolutely tore up the defense on the ground before eventually getting knocked out of the game.
Yikes.
So that's something that I want to see the defense improve on, is figuring out how to stop these mobile quarterbacks, because BYU's quarterback is going to give us a lot of problems as a runner. His name's escaping me, so excuse the unprofessionalism there.
No, it's okay. I have the same problem.
He's a stud, and he's been tearing guys up with his legs. Obviously, staying in the Pac-12, Dorian Thompson-Robinson at UCLA is going to be another really big problem, considering what he can do with his legs. So ASU is going to have to figure out a solution for that sooner rather than later. BYU is going to give them a lot of tape and a lot of experience to start biting down before they start to get into the meat of the Pac-12 South schedule. So I want to see improvements there, but not to be a negative Nancy, there is a lot of positives to take. With Tyler Johnson back on the field, because he was ejected in week one for a targeting call, it seemed like the pass rush was a lot more effective. He was able to get home for his first sack of the year. That gives him 12 or 12 and a half for his career, and a couple more once he gets to like 17 would put him in the top 10 all time for Sun Devil sack leaders. Obviously he's not going to get those five or six sacks this week. If he did, that'd be absolutely bananas, but that's a goal for him on the season. But getting to that goal means that he's going to need to get pressure and sacks throughout the year. So we're going to be counting on him to help man this pass rush. And I don't know if you've tuned in to the Locked On Sun Devils podcast, but it has officially become a Darian Butler fan account.
Okay.
Darian Butler is looking like one of the best linebackers in football. I feel like he's a front runner for Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. He's the only player in the nation with two sacks and two interceptions. He flies around the field. He's an absolute terror. And he's built like your modern linebacker at 6 foot, just about 225 pounds. He's quick, he's instinctive, and he's got this Sun Devils defense trending in the right direction. Obviously, that secondary also looks really good between Chase Lucas and Jack Jones. They got two stud lockdown guys. And DeAndre Pierce is another sleeper in that defensive backfield. I really think that he's going to end up being an X factor moving forward and potentially someone that can really take this defense over the top.
Okay. So, you know, we've been talking about teams like USC falling out of the rankings. And then there's teams like Oregon who are, you know, at this point, definitely looking like national contenders, a team that can compete with the best of any college football team at this point. Where do you feel like ASU falls in that spectrum?
So they're definitely a step behind Oregon. Okay. Oregon, like you mentioned, they look like playoff contender right now. They're playing sound football on both sides of the field. They just went to the horseshoe and took down Ohio State without the best player in college football in Kayvon Thibodeau. I mean, that's about as impressive as it gets.
Right.
So they definitely are head and shoulders above everyone else in the Pac-12. As for the Pac-12 South, ASU has got to be one of the front runners. Depending on if USC just had a bad week or if they got exposed, we'll see what happens with them. UCLA is probably the team to beat right now. They just look like they've put everything together and that Chip Kelly's finally got all of the right pieces falling into place. U of A is out of it, obviously. Colorado is a tough out every year for whoever they're playing. You've got Utah is still strong, even though they just lost to BYU. I do still believe in that coaching and everything else that they're able to put onto the field. And then, is that everyone in the Pac-12?
That's everyone. Yeah,
that's everyone. And then you have Arizona State, who's got one of the best run games in football and one of the best defenses in the Pac-12.
Okay, well, coming up next, we will break down that game coming up against BYU, who, you know, has basically been running rampant through the Pac-12. And we're hoping that Arizona State can hold their ground against them because we need somebody to beat them. Just somebody, please. Come on now. Before that, though, let me tell you about Sweatblock. It is a great product for those of you that may have issues with sweating. I am someone that struggles with that, so look, take my advice. This is the product for you. Sweatblock wipes are one that like is great to use. They're doctor created and doctor recommended. They work for up to 7 days per use, and it's a dry shirt guarantee, which means if Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. That's always the best idea ever. Like, you get to try something. If it doesn't work, then, you know, they'll give you your money back. That way you don't feel like you got gypped, you know. They're currently the number one in Amazon antiperspirant category. So trust me, it is tested and proved that it works. The way it works is that you just use the wipes at night before you go to bed. And then the next morning you wake up, wash, and then go about your day without worrying about sweat. I definitely still think you should use deodorant. Sweatblock has deodorant products as well. But if you want to stick with the deodorants you already use, then that's fine. But this just helps you keep your clothes clean. You don't have to worry about sweating through and making stains and then, you know, being embarrassed or just even messing up your clothes. Like, I don't know if I get embarrassed by sweating too much, but I definitely hate damaging my clothes. So this is the product for you. And if you know someone else who is dealing with this, then let them know about Sweatblock because it's worth the try. You can get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. Now for my college football, NFL football, whatever the case may be, if you're into betting, betonline.ag is where you want to go. It's the number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100 and take advantage of all they have to offer. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. And make sure you check out the promo code LOCKEDON for any other perks that you can receive from BetOnline. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Richie, have you been using BetOnline? Have you tried it? Are you into betting? What's the tea there?
I won't lie to you. I have used BetOnline for a few years now, and I absolutely love it. They're my favorite place to go to for Super Bowl prop bets, my NFL draft. They're my favorite place to go to, and I even got some prop bets on NFL games every single week. So I won't lie to you. I've used BetOnline. I love BetOnline. I can't recommend it. And I'm not getting paid to say that either.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So since we're talking about bets, I need to know what, remove yourself as a fan. What would you be betting when it comes to this ASU BYU game?
I would bet the under. I think that this is definitely going to be a total slugfest between the rushing offenses that both teams have. They really are, if you look at these teams, like carbon copies of each other. Like, it's that Spider-Man meme where like Spider-Man's pointing at Spider-Man. That's pretty much
what this is. It's like, I see you.
It's like the exact same person. They both have terrific run games with quarterbacks that can move the football and good defenses with solid pass rush. I would tell you that ASU has the upside when it comes to the secondary. So if they can find a way to get ahead earlier in the game and force BYU to pass, then there's a good opportunity for ASU to shut that down as well. But I think points are going to be hard to come by, especially for ASU being on the road. BYU is a very difficult place to play. And they've won 11 straight dating back to last year when Zach Wilson was running amok and competing for a Heisman Trophy. They've got a very good football team there, and they've got a really good home field advantage. So ASU is going to have very long, sustained drives in order to keep points up on the board. The bright side is ASU's defense is definitely up to the task of slowing down BYU. So when you have an unstoppable force that meets an immovable object, you're going to have a very low scoring affair. I don't know if either team cracks 30 points.
Interesting. The one thing I was concerned about is that, you know, BYU has been running through the Pac-12. Like I said, they cleared Arizona, which I will say this, the game against Arizona, Arizona put up a good fight to the point of we weren't sure what kind of team BYU actually would be this season. But
right.
Then this second game against Utah, I don't know if it was a matter of Utah just not showing up or if BYU really just demolished and exposed them.
Yeah, honestly, I think it could be a little bit of both. So I think Utah is still a really good team, but I also believe that BYU is a really good team. So I don't feel like I look at Utah as any less of a team to lose to a team like BYU. I think BYU is properly ranked, and I thought that Utah was properly ranked heading into that game as well. So I think that BYU has a real chance to officially assert themselves as one of the better teams in college football with a win over Arizona State. And on the opposite side of the coin, I feel the same way. Arizona State going to BYU and getting a win would be absolutely huge. Both teams are ranked right now, BYU at 23 and okay. Arizona State at 19. So there's a real chance that A, this becomes one of the best games of college football the whole year, and B, we get a taste of Pac-12 After Dark for the first time.
Okay, there you go. There you go. We've been waiting for that moment. I will say this too. There's probably a little more implications for ASU with it being the last game before they head into conference play.
Right.
But then also with BYU being probably the first opponent that they have that will actually be a challenge for them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So with no offense to Southern Utah and no offense to UNLV, because they did have a few drives where they looked like they had some success against a pretty good defense, BYU is a whole other level of challenging.
Yeah.
I really can't speak highly enough about this BYU team. They've got me staying up late at night wondering how we're going to stop them. And here's hoping that Antonio Pierce and the rest of the defensive staff are very much prepared for how they're going to slow down everything that BYU is going to throw at them, or should I say run at them.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Richie, per usual. Love to have you on. Got to make sure you guys check out Locked On Sun Devils every day of the week. Richie Bradshaw and Connor Drios are talking everything ASU, so you do not want to miss it. And then obviously we'll have them on at least once a week to give us a little breakdown of what's going on with the Sun Devils. And then if you're into betting and you need some advice, go ahead and check out Locked On Bets. It's the podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. So you get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And you can follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast and the Locked On Sun Devils podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And then, of course, like, comment, and subscribe right here on the YouTube channel. We are trying to grow it. And so we will continue to push out content here. Make sure you guys tune in and so you don't miss anything, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And then you can follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12. And then the Sun Devils, the Locked On Sun Devils has a Twitter too, right, Richie?
Yes, at @LO_Sun Devils.
There we go. So it's very simple. And then our handles are _Cindy Robinson and then at @RichieBrads, what is he, 36. So definitely check it out. Richie is always talking ASU, so you can always, you know, engage with him there. And then you can check out the Locked On Sun Devils Twitter to talk with Richie or Connor. You never know who you're getting, actually. So you can go on and head on over there and talk everything Sun Devils with them. And other than that, make sure you guys stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.